Hundreds, possibly thousands, of Staten Island residents remain homeless this evening as people in the hardest-hit areas of the island struggle to recover from the ravages of Hurricane Sandy. WBAI's Jose Santiago was in the Midland Beach section of Staten Island along the eastern shore, where dozens of homes were destroyed and where homeowners and renters continue to clean up after the storm. He follows this report.
I'm pretty sure everyone here lost their bottom floor and all their cars, so we're in a little tight situation.
A tight spot is how this young woman described her situation as she and members of her family struggled to clean up the damage to their home about one block from the water's edge.
We got to remove all our furniture, take everything out, and clean all the water that went in the houses. Replace cars, replace walls, insulation. But, I mean, some people by the boardwalk over there have no houses at all, so.
I hear that from a lot of people that they're, even though they have difficulty, they're feeling fortunate because others had it.
Yeah, exactly. I am feeling fortunate, but I think those people do need help. So if anybody else wants to volunteer down there, they should.
And you wanted to say, add something?
I'm her mother. And first of all, I would like to thank God for, you know, survive me, my kids, because in this, it was a movie at the front of my eyes. I couldn't forget, you know, what happened for us. Because when it starts, the hurricane, I told my kids, hold hand, let's go from the home, because the water already, it's covered, you know, first floor. The young girl, she's gonna die, but thanks God, you know, for my son, he was tall, he picked up her, and I keep saying, you know, move away from the electric wire, because, you know, but thank God, the only one I say, thank God.
But while some on Staten Island are thankful for having survived, others are wondering what they will do next. As of this morning, some 20,000 households were still without electrical power. Hundreds of people spent last night standing guard in front of their damaged homes to protect against looters. And David Garcia, a renter who lost everything, says that while FEMA teams have arrived to assist with the recovery, he's not sure there will be help for him.
The apartment gets destroyed and floated all the way to the ceiling. And all the landlord, the owners, they disappear. They don't show up because FEMA may be going to help to some people, not to everybody, especially to the people who rent. They don't going to be that much help like the landlord. The owners of the houses, they're going to be helped by FEMA. Who's going to help the tenants? Who's going to help the people who don't have a place to stay, to live? Like me, I sleep on my car.
But additional help has reached Staten Island in the last few days. A contingent of U.S. Marines has arrived to help distribute relief supplies and assist in evaluating the structural integrity of buildings. Many marathon runners who did not get to run in the annual race showed up to help people clean out their damaged properties. And there was a steady stream of food and clothing donations coming in all weekend. And after the borough president complained that the Red Cross was doing little to help, the Red Cross showed up. Their volunteers wouldn't talk to us, but this man did. I'm with WBAI Radio. You just got some water from the Red Cross. How important is that to you?
Oh, that's very important. I think this couple of days, because we don't have filter in the home, I think the water may be contaminated. And it's very important to have some water right now, especially cooking and drinking. And we have a couple of kids in home, too. I think it's very important at this point.
Many Midland Beach area residents also headed for the Hess station on Bay Street, where yesterday FEMA started distributing up to 10 gallons of gas free to anyone who showed up. At around 3 p.m. Sunday, more than 300 cars and several dozen people carrying gas cans were online. There was a palpable sense of relief on Staten Island that some things are finally loosening up, but with city officials saying yesterday that they are not certain how they are going to house between 20 and 40,000 people left homeless by the hurricane, David Garcia is not optimistic.
The government have money to help, if you want to help, because it's a billions of dollars spending on wars overseas, billions of dollars. Destroy, attack, and rebuild. About who gonna rebuild our life? Who gonna rebuild our life? Who? The government is able to spend billions of dollars on us? I don't think so.
As I walked along Father Capodanno Boulevard, some 500 or 600 feet from the water's edge, I lost count of the number of homes damaged or destroyed, many with signs from inspectors saying they are not fit for occupancy. Along that boulevard, I met this woman in her 80s or possibly her 90s as she left her seriously damaged home, possibly never to see it again. How are you?
Doing okay, can't complain. I mean, I got my daughter and my grandson. I lost everything else, but why complain? There's another house that you saw, 233, how it all shot. I used to live there at one time.
Yeah.
But everything, you had to take each day as it comes, that's all. That's all
got
we can do.
Out.
I thank God we were all well, though. So thank you. I wish you good luck, too.
Thank you very much.
I really do. You had to take each day as it comes, that's all.
For the WBAI Evening News, this is Jose Santiago reporting from the Midland Beach section of hurricane-ravaged Staten Island.